Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Before we get started this morning, a reminder to from City Police, a request to stay away from the train station. There is a suspicious package that Fredericksburg Police are investigating right now, and if you can, stay away from around the train station. Understand there are a lot of barricades up anyway, but that is what's going on at the train station. A suspicious package has been found on the train that has come up from Richmond. We're talking this morning and going to be talking about Dancing with the Fredericksburg Stars. It's this Saturday night at 7 at Dodd Auditorium. The co-director of Dancing with the Fredericksburg Stars is here. Vicki Wilder, Patrick Ahern, the celebrity host, is with us this morning. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Ted.
Patrick, I talked to you in a lot of different roles and things that you do with Riverside. This is kind of different for you.
Well, instead of dancing with the nuns this week, I'm going to be dancing with the stars. Yeah. No, it gives me an opportunity. I always enjoy getting out in the community and doing various things. And when Vicki and Susan Worrell had asked me to do this, I thought, what fun. I was a judge the first year, so it's an upgrade.
I thought you were. I was going to ask you about that because I had thought that I'd remember you with doing something, but this is a natural role for you.
I guess. I mean, I meet and greet and get on stage every night at Riverside to talk to the audience briefly. So, I feel like I'm in my element. So, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to watch the dancers and interact with them. And I think it's going to be a great evening for everyone.
Third year for this, Vicki. This has become really a big event in the area. You always hear a lot of people talking about it every year, wondering who the stars are going to be.
Who the stars are. Well, let me share that with you right now. We have community leaders stepping forward to entertain us and raise scholarship funds for local students to study the performing arts. And our stars this year are Rosie Whitescarver, Carrie Halberg O'Malley, Cedric Rucker, George Solly, Susan Coleman, Herman Jones, Heather Hagerman Falkenberg, Howard Heppy, Amanda Talbert, and John Van Zant, and they are ready to entertain us with their fancy footwork.
How long have they been practicing and getting ready for this?
Our first meeting with them was in April, and then they began to schedule lessons with Michael and Melissa Scott of Strictly Ballroom. So some of them have been practicing since April. Some might not have stepped onto the dance floor until about June, but they've been rehearsing anywhere from 10 to 20 lessons, learning each one of them a different style of ballroom dance. Some are doing salsa, some rumba, some waltz, some foxtrot. So you'll see different styles of dance.
When they get out there and do what they do on Saturday night, about how long is their performance?
Well, their performance begins with a video. The videographer has been taking shots of them learning their dances all through this time. So it starts with a video of them, and then their dance is about two and a half minutes.
Okay. But boy, I'm sure for all of them, that's a long two
Many
and a half
of them
minutes.
They'll say it feels like about 20 minutes. But Saturday night after it's over, when they're asked, they'll say, it went by so fast.
Well, and the funny thing is, I know in talking in the past to people that have been involved with Dancing with the Fredericksburg Stars, it's not as though they all have dancing experience. A lot of them will have said in the past that they had none until they stepped into Strictly Ballroom and started the lessons.
That's true. Most of them have never danced, other than maybe at a wedding occasionally. Most of them are out of their comfort zone, but they have said yes because it's such a fun event. A lot of them talk about being grateful to be challenged to try something new in their life. And they all end up saying it's one of the best things they've ever done.
I remember talking to Janelle Donahue last year after it, and she told me that she hadn't worn some of the clothes or just even some of the makeup that in getting ready for it. And it was just a totally different experience with her. But I haven't talked to anybody who said I wished I hadn't done it. Everybody just gushes about it and gets really it's sort of a fraternity.
True. Yes, the costumes, they're in professional ballroom costumes, and these are being donated by Dress for Dance. So they are one of our sponsors. So the costumes are very glitzy, full jewelry. They have hair and makeup done by Salon 730, both today for the dress rehearsal and on Saturday. So this is an experience that many of them have never done before.
So the dress rehearsal tonight, you'll
yes.
have lights, and this will be just like the show.
We'll run it exactly like the show, yes.
For you, Patrick, for I guess tonight you'll be there with dress rehearsal and doing what you're going to do.
Yeah, I will be there with full regalia, and it just gives me an opportunity to get more comfortable with the script and you know, get everybody at ease, get the dancers at ease. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
And I guess that's part of it, because no matter how much dancing you've done, to go out there and be under the lights and know that you've got all of your friends in the community watching.
Coming from the theater, I think what's most important for people who don't do this all the time is to recognize that it's something that they're doing for enjoyment and take the pressure off themselves. Because I know as a performer, you know, sometimes we just put an immense amount of pressure on our shoulders and think that we've got to be perfect or we've got to hit it out of the park. And sometimes when you just relax and enjoy the moment, because like Vicky just said, it goes by so fast. You have to keep reminding yourself of that. And then I think it takes that pressure off and they can be more at ease.
To go out on stage like they will tonight for the rehearsal, I guess one of the things, breathing is an important thing, just because I can just imagine you get out there and all of a sudden you just, you know, you forget everything, and just simple things like breathing correctly, you got to do that.
Yeah, if the focus goes on everything that you've learned and the it's your one shot, the pressure moment for the evening, we stop thinking about all the things that we do naturally and everything goes on that one particular event, or in this case them dancing. So like you just have to remember that it's you know, long ago I did a show in New York called Forbidden Broadway, which was a very popular show for years, and I went in as a replacement, and I had 10 days to learn a lot of stuff, and I was sitting in the dressing room of the night of my first performance, and I was basket case, and one of the actors that I was working with, you know, she looked at me at my dressing table getting all ready, and she just turned to me and she said, "Oh, Patrick, lighten up. It's not brain surgery," you know. And you do have to do that. I mean, there's too many things in life that are life or death.
Yeah.
And when it comes to performing and you know, being a part of the arts, we always have to remind ourselves to enjoy and enjoy the moment.
Vicky, where can we get tickets for this?
At www.fredericksburgstars.com. And if you've ever wanted to see your community leaders strut their stuff, this is the year, because this is the final show. So we're encouraging people to get their tickets now.
FredericksburgStars.com is where you can find out information and get tickets for Saturday night. Dancing with the Fredericksburg Stars, Saturday night at 7 at Dodd Auditorium. Vicki Wilder here, Patrick Ahern here. More coming up on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It's Dancing with the Fredericksburg Stars, Saturday night at 7 at Dodd Auditorium. Vicki Wilder here, the co-director. Patrick Ahern here is the celebrity host for the event. We've heard about who's going to be involved, but we'll talk about that as we go along this morning. Vicki, you just said, and we were getting ready to the break, and I was like, whoa, I hadn't heard this, that for now anyway, this is the last year of Dancing with the Fredericksburg Stars.
Well, we started in 2013 with two purposes. One was to create the UMW Performing Arts for the Community Scholarship for students in the greater Fredericksburg area, Spotsylvania, Stafford, King George, Caroline, and the city. And we've done that. For 3 years, we have now given three scholarships to students. Each year we have been able to endow a scholarship, and we're hoping, well, we have. We know we will this year as well.
Mm-hmm.
And And the second purpose was to engage the community with the university. And we've done that. So we feel like we've accomplished what we started out to do. The first year we did it, we didn't know if it would be a one-year or a two-year thing. We're now in the third year, and it's a popular event. And we want to end on the top of our game. We want to go out with a blast. And we've got a wonderful cast this year, and we want them to celebrate ending the run with us.
Yeah, well, I can remember the first year, and we did a similar interview the first year, and through the whole thing, as we talked to those involved, there was, you know, we don't know how this is going to work, and after it was just I for weeks, the last 2 years, you see pictures on Facebook, and the people who are participants just have a great time. So this really is a call for those who think, I'll go, you know, this year's not going to, you know, I'll go next year. You want to go this year to be able to say that you went to this.
Right. Absolutely.
The amount of money that you've been able to raise, I saw on an article, and I think it was on the university website, where it was $63,000 grossed last year. This has been a big fundraiser for the university.
It has been. And we have wonderful sponsors that are part of that figure, including Strictly Ballroom and Dress for Dance and Party Perfect. They've been our major sponsors who've given us what we need to make this happen. Also this year we have Teresa Crawley, dentist, and Sight, the Eye and Laser Center, and Spangler Urquhart Associates, who've been major sponsors to make this happen for us. The community has come together and given us the resources that we need to make this a successful event for 3 years.
I know in talking to the people that have done it, they always say, and kind of goes back to what you say, we just talked a few minutes ago, Patrick, about just relax. But the people, and they've all said when they've gone out on the stage for the dress rehearsal, how small the stage suddenly looks, and how bright the lights are, and you just feel it's just been a feeling of nervousness that they never have felt, but at the end, just exhilaration.
Oh yeah, I mean, well, watching some of them a couple nights this week as we've been at rehearsals, it has to be a great sense of accomplishment, especially for somebody that's never danced before, just being able to accomplish that task. You know, forget about going on the stage and doing all that, but just going to some dance classes, working with a teacher, and getting to the end of the road of that. And then to top it off, now you've got to get on a stage with all the lights and all the costumes and a big audience. And, you know, it's like a double whammy. But when they come through to the other side, and, you know, even if it's not perfect, it's to take that first step and get to that last step is, I think it's tremendous. It makes people, you know, feel invigorated and look at all the people that don't get this opportunity to do something like this. So I think it's a wonderful thing and a great sense of accomplishment for the Fredericksburg Stars.
And to do something like this, especially if you've never done anything like this before, I mean, you've got to have then a great sense of confidence and feel like, I can do anything.
Well, and you know, it's funny you mentioned that, because when we do the summer camps over at Riverside, and this is a similarity, none of these people are going to go on to become, although you never know, I might spot a couple and put them on the Riverside stage, but seriously, none of them are going to go on to become, you know, ballroom dancers or cheerleaders or whatever. I mean, in the dance world that you could do, dance on Broadway. But when you come to the other side of it, it gives you a lot of confidence in your own life. If you can accomplish something like this, it makes you feel better as a person. And it does make you realize day to day, take the pressure off. And it's a great thing.
When you go and asking people, when you've gone and, you know, asking and getting this lined up, I'm sure you have people that just say, oh, Vicky, there's, you know, I couldn't do that. And I'm sure there had to be some little bit of arm twisting with some people.
Well, it's a little different, and we do approach each person individually. And if you, I don't think she'll mind, but when I took Susan Coleman was the first person we asked for this year, and I had never met her. We'd just only spoken on the phone, and we sat down to talk, and she said, you know, when I sat down, there was no way I was going to do this. And you just kept talking to me and kept convincing me that I could do it. And she said, when I walked out the door, I said yes. And I got to my car, and I thought, oh, my gosh, what have I just said yes to? I cannot believe I said yes. But she said this has been one of the best things she's ever done in her life. So it does take a little convincing, some of them more than others. And it's a very individual approach for each person.
Mm-hmm.
And like we said, this is something you're really giving back to the community.
Absolutely.
And you're getting to know other people.
Right. And I think giving back to the community, raising the scholarships for students who want to study the performing arts is really the selling factor, because they know that if they do this, students are going to benefit. And the three students that have benefited in the past 2 years are Emily Burke, Alicia Austin, who will be on the stage assisting us with the Mirrorball Trophy Awards Saturday night, and Juliette Goulot. Those are the three students who've benefited from the scholarships.
Interesting. And I'm sure for them and for just they have a unique perspective of looking at this, just because it's the community giving and you all putting this together that has helped them be able to get an education.
Right. I think actually the students are, when they come and assist, and Emily assisted us last year, they're a little bit overwhelmed that all these people are involved in the scholarship money. They have no idea until they come and see what's going on in the theater to raise the money for them.
And this has been the 3 years now that Dancing with the Fredericksburg Stars has been in place, has been good publicity for the theater program at the University of Mary Washington, when I didn't know there even was one, or that it was to the level of professionalism that it's at.
Right. Yes, it has been good publicity for them, but they have been there for 100 years, Ted.
I know, and I knew very little and had no idea. So this has been very good publicity for that. Because I remember the first year of them, Randy Corbin here describing
right.
what was all available, and I thought, really? But I didn't know it was over 100 years. Right. So thank you for pointing that out.
You're welcome. And actually, the theater program is opening their first show of the year tonight. Noise is off. So that's going on at the same time that Dancing with the Stars is going on in Dodd.
Okay. So that's my other question. When they do performances, are they always at Dodd?
The theater performances, no, are in Klein Theater.
Okay. Okay.
At the university.
I need to get around.
We'll get you a schedule.
A little bit more. So, Patrick, you've talked a little bit about watching them practice.
Uh-huh.
So have you gotten to know some of the performers, or so you've hung around this a little bit? You're not just showing up tonight with dress rehearsal and there you are.
No,
we've seen them already.
Yeah, I mean, I did my own little. They took me through my script and got me acquainted with the stage on Monday night, and then Tuesday night they had the dancers were over for spacing rehearsal. So I stayed for about the first act, to get acquainted and get the rhythm of, how it – very similar to what you see on Dancing with the Stars on TV. And I haven't gotten to know them personally, at length, but just establishing the rapport of interviewing them after they've just completed their dance. And it's a lot of fun. It's interesting to see, people's reactions and their faces and look into their eyes after they've just completed it. And then, of course, the other night they got a chance to do it a second time to get comfortable with it. So I'm looking forward to tonight. It should be, an interesting evening.
Do you do any dancing at all on Saturday? Can you tell us?
Do I dance on Saturday?
Yeah, did you do anything?
I don't know. You never know. If the spirit moves me, I might just get out there and dance. Yeah, it's not going to be – it's not planned or it's not choreographed, but, who knows? You never know.
We've given him the stage, so –
You've got all the. You've done dancing in shows before, though, haven't you?
Yeah, I am not a dancer per se, but I've had to move in many shows, and it's a very similar experience, because when I first got into the theater, primarily was for singing, and over the course of time, when people have prodded me to dance and pushed me to extremes, I mean, there was one time where I did the I Love New York show. For for a couple of years, and I had to do the tap routine from Singing in the Rain. And I looked at the director. I said, "Are you out of your mind? You've put the wrong music in my packet." And she said, "No, I have not." And true story, my mom was a tap dancer. And I said, "You've got to come to New York and get me through this." And she spent 2 weeks with me. I brought her to rehearsals in New York, and she got down all the steps. And then on my kitchen floor in my apartment in New York, my mother helped me learn the steps. So I would not call myself a dancer per se, but decent mover. Yeah.
When you've had to, you've been able to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the last year for Dancing with the Fredericksburg Stars, and you're going to want to have tickets for it. It's Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Dodd Auditorium. And again, Vicki, talk about where people can get tickets. I guess at this late date, if you get them online, there'll be like a will call window or something.
Right. www.fredericksburgstars.com. Tickets are available online through Friday at 5 o'clock. There will be, if there's tickets left, you can get them at the door Saturday night.
Okay. Don't take a chance. Get them right now. Saturday, 7 o'clock, Dodd Auditorium, Dancing with the Fredericksburg Stars. When we come back, we'll talk about the show and how it will progress and what you'll see when we come back. Vicki Wilder here, co-director of Dancing with the Fredericksburg Stars, and the celebrity host, Patrick Ahern, here. More on Town Talk on News Talk, 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We mentioned that there was an incident at the train station. It continues. Fredericksburg City Police say that they are dealing with an incident at the train station. All trains have been placed on hold. For your information, Lafayette Boulevard shut down between the 200 and 500 blocks. So you're going to want to stay away from the train station this morning as city police do what they do, looking at a suspicious package on one of the trains at the Fredericksburg train station. We're talking about Dancing with the Fredericksburg Stars this morning. Vicki Wilder, co-director, is here, and the celebrity host, Patrick Ahern, joins us as well. Dancing with the Fredericksburg Stars this Saturday night, 7 o'clock. At Dodd Auditorium, FredericksburgStars.com. Go to that website, and you can get tickets for Saturday night's performance at Dodd Auditorium. Vicki, let's talk about the actual show itself. It's modeled after the TV show Dancing with the Stars in large part, isn't it?
It is. The one major difference is our judges are kind with their words, and there are no number paddles. These are community leaders who have stepped out of their comfort zone to entertain us, and we want it to be a entertaining and comfortable, fun show. First, I'd like to give you a little idea of what the stars have been through this week. So they came into the theater on Sunday afternoon, because many of them had never been in that theater or a theater. So they didn't know what a dressing room was. They didn't know what stage right, stage left was. So it was an education to them, to the theater. So they spent Sunday afternoon doing that. Monday night, we had Patrick come in and work from the stage on his part, as well as the judges. Our three judges this year are Ralph Walters, who is a professional ballroom dancer, Terry Crawley, who was last year's Mirrorball Trophy winner, in 2014, and then also Ellen Killo is a judge, and she was our 2013 Grand Mirrorball Trophy winner. So those are our judges, and they came in Monday night because they can't see these dances before Saturday night, so they came in to sort of learn their part. Then Tuesday night we had what's called a spacing rehearsal. Everybody got to go through their dances twice, and they got to feel what the stage feels like, where to enter, where to exit, what to do when they're up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was just some open practice time, and then tonight is dress rehearsal, which will be run exactly like the show from start to finish. So what happens at the beginning of the show? The mirror ball begins to light up the auditorium with sparkles. The 10 contestants are introduced one at a time, and they will be escorted by past stars. So the stars from the past 2 years will be escorting the current contestants, which we did that partly to calm their nerves. We found out if they had somebody by their side who'd done this before as they're walking down the aisle, it helps.
Yeah.
So they're introduced one by one. Everybody's on the stage. We introduce Michael and Melissa Scott from Strictly Ballroom, the professional dancers, and introduce Patrick Ahern as our MC for the year. And then it begins. And each star is introduced by a video of about 2 minutes of their rehearsals, which is always fun to see. And then they do their special dance. And the first half has five dancers. We have an intermission, and then we have the second half with the other five dancers. And then the judges have to leave to deliberate. They have to go make the choices of who wins the prizes, who wins the Grand Mirrorball Trophy. And during that time, we will be entertained by last year's People's Choice Award. Florence Ritterhoff will be doing her tango again with Michael Scott. And the way the People's Choice Award occurs is as the audience is leaving the theater, there are boxes to place their ballot for their favorite dancer, whoever on the stage touched their heart the most. And we have a CPA to count those ballots. And at the gala reception afterwards, the People's Choice Award winner is announced. And last year that was Florence Ritterhoff, so she'll be dancing the tango with Michael Scott. And then the Scotts themselves will dance. So we'll get the joy of watching two professional dancers put themselves on the stage doing what they love best, dancing. The judges come back. Patrick gets the magic envelope, and he will announce the awards to the stars, and our scholarship winner, Alicia, will hand out the Mirrorball Trophy winners. After it's all over, we have a gala reception, and we have moved it this year because it's supposed to rain on Saturday.
Yeah.
Usually it is a reception under the stars, under a tent, but it's been moved to the Chandler Ballroom in the new University Center, and this will be the inaugural event for the ballroom. So we are excited to have that opportunity for the community to see the new ballroom as well.
Well, it's a full night. It is. It's not just going to Dodd for the actual performance. You'll get to visit, and it's a very social evening.
Yes, you can dance. We have a 24x24 dance floor in the ballroom, so we're hoping people will come and dance with their favorite star, or maybe their favorite celebrity host.
Exactly. Patrick, as somebody who was a judge before, how mm-hmm. difficult was that to make that first year to make the choices?
I don't think it was, you know, that difficult. I mean, there's also other categories. There's awards for, you know, most flair or best costume, or, you know, everybody gets to win in a certain category.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's a grand mirror ball. But no, I mean, I think that there, from what I remember that first year, there was two or three that were in strong contention for the top prize, but I've judged different things, competitions, vocal competitions before, mm-hmm. and it's always, you know, very interesting. You know, somebody comes across at the beginning like the clear cut choice, and then you never know what's going to happen, you know, toward the end. But it's an interesting process.
And Vicki, you mentioned that you asked people in April. And that some people started right away, others waited. Every contestant is putting a lot of time in getting ready for Saturday night.
Absolutely, they've spent anywhere from 10 to 20 hours at Strictly Ballroom with Michael and Melissa. But if you ask any of them, they've spent countless hours in their kitchen practicing, memorizing it. Maybe teaching it to a spouse so that they have somebody to practice with at home. So they've spent hours and hours perfecting their steps.
I remember and I think it was the first year, Melanie Wyant, the principal mm-hmm. at
yes.
Walker Grant, was here talking about how it took her a long time to be able to fit into or get used to the shoes, and that she was always, especially the weeks leading up to this, always in her mind going through the whole program and what she had to do. And there's a lot to it.
Right. The shoes are a major thing for the ladies because they are heels, and some of them aren't used to wearing heels or dancing in heels. And in ballroom, the interesting thing is that the women have to do everything the men do, except they have to do it backwards and in heels. So the ladies do have a bit of time getting used to those shoes. Some of them have been through two or three pairs to find the mm-hmm. right pair of shoes.
Do people who get involved in this, have some of them continued to do dancing?
Oh, you should ask Susan Spears that.
I was just thinking of her as an example, yes.
Many of them continue to take classes. Susan Spears has been competing this past summer in ballroom competitions. So, yes, many of them find they can't leave it once they've gotten hooked.
And I'm sure no matter whether you win the People's Choice or the Mirrorball Trophy or any of the other awards, if I won any of that, I'd be really proud. I'd want to take my trophy to work and set it out, let people know what I got.
I believe Terry Crawley's is sitting in her office, in her dental office, yes.
So there is a lot to be said for this, and I, just to get to know, I know each of these groups, the people I've known in each group has said just how close that they feel with the others that were in with them that particular year.
It does create kind of a club, and when they see each other out or somewhere, it's not quite a sorority or fraternity, but it's a special experience that they've been through and nobody else has.
Together, yeah.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about, because obviously I don't know much about the theater and dancing and what's offered at the University of Mary Washington, the program itself. Can you talk a little bit about what's there, what's available, Vicki?
Sure. Well, the scholarship is for the performing arts, which is music, dance, or theater. And yes, the theater and dance department puts on 4 theater productions a year and 2 dance concerts. The schedule's all on the university website. One of the theater productions a year is a musical. This year it's going to be Avenue Q later on in the fall. And then the music department puts on with the Philharmonic Orchestra, mm-hmm. as well as they've got jazz ensemble. They've probably got about 6 to 8 performing groups. In fact, there's a trio that's going to be performing at the gala Saturday night that are university people. So there's always performing going on at the university in the theater, dance, and music area, both semesters.
And a lot, the Philharmonic is one that a lot of us are well we know about because of the Pops concert.
Sure.
Every year, and they always seem to bring in people and have things available. But a lot of these others, it's probably a good idea if you're interested in going to some of these. Again, a lot of these kind of these performances are free and offered at the university.
The university is quite a resource for the community in the arts. As well as other areas, but there are many. There's not a weekend at the university that something is not being performed in the fall and spring semesters.
So check it out. Just surf around the university website and see if you're interested in the performing arts and what's there. Now afterwards the gala afterwards. Mm-hmm. And how long does that go? And that seems to be where you. As you sit there and you see your friends and neighbors who you know, a chance just to kind of relax afterwards.
It is. It's just a time to socialize, to congratulate these stars who've put their hearts on the stage. There's no ending time. It goes as long as people want to visit and dance. As I mentioned, there is a music trio that will be playing for people to dance. It's really a celebration. The people, when the stars come in, the audience just sort of engulfs them.
Yeah.
To talk to them about the experience, to look at the costume. And, it's their friends, it's their family, it's their, the people that love them the most in the world are there. So it really is a celebration of something they have accomplished.
What time will they get to the program starts at 7 on Saturday night. When will they start with all the, because I guess it'll take longer for the women, but just with makeup and getting ready. When does the day start for them to start getting ready for this?
Well, the women have appointments at Salon 7:30 during the day on Saturday to get their hair and makeup done. They're able to come to the theater anytime after 4. But you're right. Some people need to be there at 4 in order to be ready at 7. Some people need to be there at 6 to be ready at 7. Susan and I have told them if they're not there at 6, we're coming after them.
Yeah.
So 6 is the absolute deadline. But yes, my guess is the women will probably come earlier and the men a little bit later.
Patrick, what will they feel like after, when it's over on Saturday night? I guess, at least for me, it would be just a weight would be lifted that I did it. I made it.
Well, I guess it depends. I mean, I would dare say, too, since some of them have been working since April, there's going to be a little bit of a letdown, too, because there's such a buildup and a lead-up to it. So I'm sure for those that have felt an immense pressure to excel or do whatever they need to do, it will be a bit of pressure off. But as Vicky has said, so many of them enjoy it so much that I know when we do a show at Riverside and it comes to the end, it is such a letdown mm-hmm. for those who have been involved. So, and even the rehearsal process, so many actors will say the most enjoyable time is the rehearsing and the preparing. And when you actually get to the show, it's done. That magic time is the creating time. So I bet it'll be different for each one of them.
What about you, Vicky? Just as far as you and Susan have been planning this and working on it. I mean, I know you were looking for people the early part of the year, putting a list together. So mm-hmm. you've been dealing with this for 8-9 months.
Right. Yeah, we really probably started last November asking the first people. So it will be – well, we're excited. It's show week. This is the culmination of all this. So we're thrilled. We are a little bit tired and we'll be glad to have a little let down, but we do have, the stars in the past have said, oh, I can't believe it's over. So what we do is we have a get together about a month later. So we have it already planned in October where they will all come together. We watch the DVD together.
Okay.
So they get to see themselves together and have another little sort of, this was great and it's wonderful to get back together. So they have that to look forward to.
FredericksburgStars.com. That's where you can get tickets for Saturday night's Dancing with the Fredericksburg Stars. It's at 7 o'clock at Dot Auditorium. When we come back, we'll wrap it up by talking again about the show itself, who's going to be there, and where the money goes, and why you'll want to be there on Saturday night. Vicki Wilder, co-director of Dancing with the Fredericksburg Stars, here along with Patrick Ahern. More coming up on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It's Dancing with the Fredericksburg Stars, 7 o'clock Saturday night at Dot Auditorium. You can get tickets, FredericksburgStars.com. The co-director, Vicki Wilder, here, along with Patrick Ahern, who is the celebrity host. Patrick's a celebrity wherever he goes. So you could just put celebrity in front of his name and keep that there.
Oh, please.
Keep that there permanently. Vicki, run down again who the local stars that we will see on Saturday night.
Sure, Ted. We have Susan Coleman, Heather Hagerman Falkenberg, Carrie Hallberg O'Malley, Amanda Talbert, Rosie Whitescarver for the ladies. And the gentlemen are Howard Heppe, Herman Jones, Cedric Rucker, George Solly, and John Van Zandt.
And you've got three judges.
Three judges. Ralph Walters is a professional ballroom dancer. And our two previous Mirrorball Trophy winners are Terry Crawley and Ellen Killow.
And you are a co-director along with Susan Worrell. And I'm as we've talked about, you've spent a lot of time putting this together. Dance is something... Dance is your life.
I have danced my whole life, yes. I graduated from Mary Washington with a degree in dance and psychology and got my master's degree in dance therapy and practice dance therapy in the Spotsylvania County Schools with special needs students. I dance always. I am the president of Friends of Dance at the university, and in the past 25 years, we have endowed two scholarships and annually give away two scholarships to dancers at the University of Mary Washington.
So why didn't you dance in either the first 2 years? Why were you not listed?
Oh, we invite people that are community leaders
okay.
who people will buy tickets to come see them dance.
Well, I would come to see you dance just because I know
oh,
you have
thank you, Ted.
Just because you have a just because this is what you do with county schools and have a good reputation doing that. But thank you for putting, you know, this, I know this has been a lot of work putting all of this together, and even you just want to thank the people participating because it's a lot of work.
Yes, but it's been a joy. But yes, we do want to thank again our major sponsors, Michael and Melissa Scott at Strictly Ballroom, Catherine Frigga at Dress for Dance, and Party Perfect. They have given us the resources to make this happen.
What are you looking forward to, Patrick, as someone who's a, as the host? I guess you just want to keep everything light and keep the show moving.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say it's nice to be. As much as I love Riverside, it's nice to be away for a night. It's exciting to meet new people. I always enjoy, like I say, being out in the community. So I'm always excited about what could happen. You know, there's nothing like live theater, live performance, and so I always look forward to what is the unexpected, and then when the unexpected happens, how do you take it and make it into something great? So I think it, you go with the flow. You just it's always nice to be involved in something that there's some spontaneity. You know, it's different than theater because it's all scripted and ready to go, even though anything can happen at any time. But it's going to be an interesting night.
Kind of like coming in here. Sometimes it's unscripted and you never know what's going to happen.
Yep, absolutely.
And Vicki, this is the last year, at least for now, for Dancing with the Fredericksburg Stars. So if you're thinking, maybe I'll take my girlfriend or my wife next year. Nope, you're going to want to do it this year.
Nope. If you've ever wanted to see these community leaders strut their stuff, this is the year. So get your tickets today at www.fredericksburgstars.com.
Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Dodd Auditorium, the last, for now anyway, of Dancing with the Fredericksburg Stars. Vicki Wilder, co-director, Patrick Ahern, celebrity host. Thank you so much. Thank you for doing this and what
thank
it's done
Ted.
For the community.
Thank you, Ted.
That is it for Town Talk. See you tomorrow on News Talk 1230, WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.